Extreme Weather and Climate Change, Part 1.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's podcast on extreme weather and climate change. I'm Chris, your host, and I'm glad to welcome Naomi Leahy from the National Climate Assessment Center in Pennsylvania. She's going to tell us about current facts and forecasts on climate change and weather conditions. Then we'll hear a personal account of Fran, who experienced a pretty scary event. But more on that later. Welcome, Naomi.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Naomi, there has been so much talk about climate change and what horrors we'll have to face. What do experts like you say? Will it soon be much too hot to go out all year round here in the U.S.? I know it's too complex to sum up in a few minutes, but maybe we can try?
Well, you're right. Explaining all the details would take a little longer than a few minutes. One of the most visible consequences of a warming world is an increase in the frequency and intensity of extreme weather. It is a recorded fact that we have had far more severe heat waves, downpours, and hurricanes in recent years than in the entire 20th century. For example, a rise in sea levels increases the impacts of coastal storms, and now we also know that global warming can endanger water supplies during droughts.
So, it is a fact that climate change and extreme weather are linked.
Yes, it is. Let me give you an example here. Heat waves are getting more frequent globally. This makes the summer months much less bearable in cities, even in the northern parts of the U.S. Winters are not nearly as cold as they were 50 years ago, and this causes a threat to the local vegetation, to say the least. By 2050, if greenhouse gas emissions are not significantly reduced, temperatures are expected to increase by at least 2.8 degrees Celsius. We used to be far more careful with our calculations, but the recent years have proven that it will become warmer much quicker than expected.
That sounds really scary. Are there immediate threats of extreme heat, or will summers simply not be as nice?
Well, it is scary. The more dry periods we experience, the more wildfires we'll see. Also, the slow release of heat from buildings and roads overnight can keep cities much hotter than surrounding areas. The heat threatens people, ecosystems, and the economy as well. We suffer from heat stress when the body is unable to cool itself effectively through sweating. When humidity is high, sweat will not evaporate as quickly, leading to heat stroke. If it is almost as hot at night as it is during the day, people don't only feel uncomfortable. This can also lead to heat-related illnesses like heart problems, breathing problems, kidney disease, and so many more.
And heat is only one of the consequences of climate change.
That's true. I haven't even mentioned droughts or the opposite. Heavy rain, hurricanes, and tornadoes, or extreme snowfall during the winter.